Ladies and gentlemen, I am Chase Geiser, your host of Tomorrow's News Tonight. And boy, oh boy, do we ever have a broadcast lined up for you. We've got over 40 clips. I don't know how I'm going to have time to play all of them. I probably won't. But so much news to uncover. Rand Paul says he will reissue criminal referral of AutoPen pardon recipient Anthony Fauci to Trump DOJ. We've got woke Netherlands rationing electricity as the power grid is overwhelmed by the kingdom. When the kingdom is focused on cutting emissions, Bannon says the monster movie with his unpublished Jeffrey Epstein interview will be released next year. Elon Musk calls on the president to just release the files as promised. And I think we know that's probably not going to happen, because once Trump has made up his mind, well, it's as simple as that. He's made up his mind. And look, I want to be optimistic about President Trump. I basically dedicated my life to getting him elected over the course of the last several years. With every ounce and fiber of my being, I endeavor to get him elected, because after all, Kamala Harris and Tim Walz were just puppets of the CCP. And I guess I chose a puppet of Israel instead of a puppet of the CCP. And I'm sure that he would hear those remarks with much disdain. Well, I'm not really a puppet of Israel. Well, you're fighting Israel's wars, aren't you? You're bombing Iran, which turned out to be a good idea. The B-52 turned out to actually de-escalate the conflict, much to my surprise. Kudos to Trump for that. But why would you sign the executive order to release the Epstein files only to lie to us about whether or not those Epstein files exist? And then when Ghislaine Maxwell says that she's willing to tell all to a court about the details of the pedophile ring and the Epstein client list, then Republicans block it. And why is it that the Mark Levins, who formerly was a Never Trumper, and the Ben Shapiros, formerly a Never Trumper, people who aren't shy about being critical of the Trump administration whatsoever, any opportunity they can get to be critical of the Trump administration, have been coming out and saying how amazing it is that we're moving on from the Epstein files. Why is it that these Zionists like Mark Levin and Ben Shapiro just adore the fact that we're moving on from the Epstein files, quote unquote moving on, because I don't think America's moving anywhere, when they're so adamant and just chomping at the bit to be critical of Trump in every other facet possible? Ever since 2016, the Ben Shapiros with the rapid fire talking and how they go into the constitutional basis by which he says them, and the Mark Levins who do this like weird like thing where they go up like a fifth. They go, when they get mad, and Trump thinks he's crazy. What are you, crazy? But they're so anxious to be critical of Trump every minute they can be, calling the Tucker Carlsons the Tucker Katarlsons with no backing whatsoever, when Qatar was hardly even a topic of conversation until just a few months ago, when somehow there was this massive bot campaign to associate anyone critical of World War III with being paid off by Qatar? Are you kidding me? But we're going to get into all this and more on the other side of this short one-minute break. I do need to let you guys know that at the alexjonesstore.com, we have an incredible deal called Power Drive. We launched Power Plant this week and Methyl Drive this week, two formulas formulated by the one and only savant Rex Jones, who knows everything there is to know about supplementation. He created these formulas, gave the plans to Bigly, and Bigly developed them, and now we sell them exclusively at the alexjonesstore.com for Alex Jones listeners, Info Warriors. The Power Drive bundle, you get up to 50% off when you subscribe. The Power Plant and Methyl Drive combo is what we call the Power Drive, and it's absolutely incredible. You will feel like you're plugged in directly to a nuclear reactor. In fact, it might even make your teeth glow. That's how powerful it is. Now, I took this the other day, this bundle. In fact, as soon as I get to break, I'm not going to have time this short break. I'm going to take some at the bottom of the hour, because it is absolutely astounding what the combination of Methyl Drive and Power Plant can do for you in terms of your energy. I mean, if you thought Turbo Force was incredible from the InfoWars store when we used to sell it, this is totally next level. So please go to the alexjonesstore.com right now. Get the Power Drive bundle with Power Plant and Methyl Drive. Two incredible formulas formulated by Rex Jones. And don't just get them because they're going to be incredible for your energy with no crash, all natural enhancement and enacting of your own systems in your own body to bring you the energy that you should have already, but just don't because of all the toxins. Get it because it keeps InfoWars on the air and the Alex Jones store and Alex Jones on the air as well.
How do I explain to people that my tongue is blue? Because I love this stuff, methylene blue. I'm able to work like 18-hour days sometimes. This stuff is like rocket fuel.
I didn't know you were going to plug this. You even ordered it yourself, I later learned. What is the effect of our medical-grade methylene blue been on you, Roger?
Incredible, both physical and mental energy and focus. I mean, it really is like rocket fuel. It all used to like Brain Force. Back when I did the show with Owen Schroyer, the original, the real War Room, I was a big aficionado of Brain Force and Brain Force Force Plus. This is even a greater product. I cannot recommend it highly enough.
Well, I've not had any since Friday. I only take it every couple of days. So I'm going to take my dose of methylene blue at my Topo Chico. It is amazing. And people ask me, what does it do? It cleans out your mitochondria. It skips the oxidization process in the cell. It's like iodine to the next level. It is such a game changer. Roger Stone, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. God bless you.
Never sleeps, so neither does he. You're listening to Chase Geyser on Tomorrow's News Tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Tomorrow's News Tonight. I am Chase Geyser, your host of our new weeknight show, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. I will have you know that my wife's grandfather passed away, unfortunately. He was a great man. So I will be out for two nights this week traveling for his funeral. But we will be back at it on Friday. I'll be here tomorrow and Friday, but not Wednesday and Thursday. So please stay tuned as we continue to launch this broadcast. It's very important that you support us at thealexjonesstore.com so we can justify this broadcast. And I promise I will be taking your calls at the bottom of the hour. But first, I want to go to clip two. This is just a little update from Alex Jones. This video, Trump says Dan Bongino is in good shape. Apparently, he came back to the office today after rumors of him issuing an ultimatum to Pam Bondi that was either him or her. But apparently he's back, so somebody talked him off a ledge, apparently. Let's watch.
Oh, I think so. I did. I spoke to him today. Dan Bongino, very good guy. I've known him a long time. I've done his show many, many times. And he sounded terrific, actually. No, I think he's in good shape.
So, really kind of avoids the question. He's terrific. He sounds terrific. He's in good shape. Well, maybe that's because he's ready to quit.
And there you have it, folks. I mean, and then Trump first comment we've really seen from Trump on the matter. Bongino back at work after taking time off amid clash with Bondi over Epstein documents. This is reported by the Gateway Pundit. FBI Deputy Director Dan Bongino was back at work today after taking some time off amid a clash with U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi over the handling of the Epstein documents. Quote, FBI Deputy Director Dan Bongino did show up for work at the FBI today, two sources tell me. Earlier in the day, sources said that he was in a better headspace today than last week after his blow-up with Attorney General Pam Bondi. His long-term future is still uncertain, CNN's Kristen Holmes said. So what was all this ultimatum crap? I guess everything's just going to go on and everybody's going to just swallow the pill that is covering up for the largest human trafficking child abuse scandal in history featuring the world's most powerful supervillains because we have to protect our ally in the region. In fact, I'm going to show you clip five here. There's only one path to fixing the Epstein memo crisis. Let's watch.
Much of this, Ghislaine Maxwell, is alive. She's currently in prison. She's serving a 20-year sentence for trafficking children to nobody, remember? Her sentence, of course, is sort of a proxy. What they were going to do to Epstein, they're now doing to Maxwell. Here's what I found out yesterday. There is no further information at the FBI. The FBI doesn't really house trial evidence. The FBI doesn't prosecute people. The FBI refers for prosecution, but the Department of Justice are the prosecutors. They make the final decisions. The vast majority of the Epstein evidence currently resides inside of a place called the Southern District of New York. I was told yesterday on a phone call by a federal official, what do you want us to release? You know, there's bad images. You know, there's bad and nasty stuff there. I don't need that. Nobody needs any abuse material on the internet. That's not what we're asking for. The bloody and insulting idea that we're all like out here calling for the release of child abuse material is probably the most insulting thing about all of this, actually. That's what we're like ravenous for. Shut up. Makes me so angry because it's like attacking the base. No, what we're saying is that our own FBI has this photo. We've played it. We've shown it a million times. There's a bin of hard drives with yellow evidence tape wrapped around them put there by Jeffrey Epstein. Okay, sure, there's probably some very naughty and very nasty photos on here. Jeffrey Epstein was a horrible person. But that's not all that's on there. How many terabytes of information are on all those hard drives? You're telling me that that's all that's on there? I don't believe you. I don't. And that only Epstein appears in all of the nasty images? What happened was an insult to all of us. Has to be fixed immediately. There needs to be press conferences on this, about how this process works, where this evidence is, why it's locked up, what it's being used for, and a promise that after Ghislaine Maxwell exhausts her last appeal, that it will all be released. All of it. And there's one final fix. No statute of limitations on rape. No statute of limitations on child abuse. Has Bill Clinton ever been brought in for questioning on this? You know what a Trump administration could do to actually truly rectify all of this is to say, you know what? Was there a client list, but one of them was a president. And so it's time to bring in Bill Clinton for some serious questioning about this. Bill Clinton had Jeffrey Epstein visit the White House dozens of times. Dozens. All right. Look at Ghislaine Maxwell here in this photo. Look at her. Glaring at, but look, they know. One of Jeffrey Epstein's victims says, he says Clinton liked them young, referring to little girls. These are in the documents. This is not up for debate. We have the evidence. Here's a way that you restore the faith in the American people. You explain what this painting is. Explain to the American. Go bring Bill Clinton in and ask him, what's that exactly? Why are you wearing Monica Lewinsky's famous blue dress with DNA evidence on it in this chair? Has anybody credibly ever asked, like in a real interview setting, about this? Like when you're in a chair and you can't get away, that's what we need. That's how you restore faith and trust.
Hello? I just want to say that the whole entire operation was conducted by Mossad, and Bill Clinton is on the list, and so many other prominent Democrats and Israelis, and it's Mossad, and I just want to tell my story finally once and for all.
You can get this shirt, by the way, at thealexjonesstore.com, because after all, she's innocent. There is no list, apparently, whatsoever. But I want to get back to this Dan Bongino story a little bit, because we were all excited that maybe there was finally some pressure within the administration to get the truth out on this Epstein list. Here is Tucker Carlson breaking down what happened in clip 12.
Well, as we're recording this, Dan Bongino is threatening to resign if Pam Bondi does not resign as AG. What does that tell us, in your opinion?
Well, it tells us that Dan Bongino got shafted, completely shafted. And I'm saying this as a friend of his and someone who respects and likes him, but also just as an observer, an informed observer of it. So Pam Bondi, who's, by the way, I don't hate Pam Bondi. She's a totally nice person. If she was here, you would enjoy, I don't know if you know her, but she's a very nice person. Not against Pam Bondi in the slightest. But the fact is, she got on television on Fox News and started saying stuff like, I've got the client list on my desk. And actually, no, you don't. And I've got thousands of videos of Epstein having sex with kids. Well, actually, no, you don't. Most of the material was commercial porn taken off his computer. Like, that's just not true. Why did she say that? Probably because she's insecure and she's trying to please the audience, I would expect.
Do you think Dan is upset because his integrity is being questioned now over her mistakes?
Oh, my gosh. So you're Dan.
Genius question.
And you're a media figure. And you've got one of the biggest podcasts in the country, and you're making tons of money, and you're having a great time, which he was. You just built this brand new studio in Florida. You work with your wife, who you really like, which he does. And you get the call saying you'd be deputy FBI director, and you're like, I love Donald Trump. I love this country. I will, you know, cut my pay by, into a tenth of what it was, and I will leave my house and move to D.C., which is a kind of prison sentence itself, and I will do this because I love the president, I love the country, and you're there a few months, and all of a sudden, everybody thinks you're covering up Epstein's crimes, and it kind of wrecks Dan's career. Like, he can't go back. It's going to be very hard at this point. I mean, things may change, but as of today, pretty hard for Dan to go back to his podcast audience and be like, I'm telling you the truth, when they all think that he's covering up for Epstein. Who did that? Pam Bondi did that. And I don't know that she did it on purpose. I'm assuming not. I don't think she's a mean person. I've never gotten that sense. But for whatever reason, she went out there and said things that were not true, that she could not back up. And then they issued this memo thinking that it would clear everything up.
That was embarrassing.
And I guess they're just so dumb, they didn't realize that if you tell everybody you have the tapes of these crimes and then you issue a memo saying you're not going to prosecute anybody for the crimes, what are you saying? I'm covering up for the perpetrators of these crimes. Duh. They have no one with an IQ over 80 over there to read the memos? Are you kidding? You know, I'm not exactly sure how that happened, but I do know that it leaves a guy like Dan in a horrible position.
Yeah.
And he loves Trump. And I don't think Trump had any knowledge of any of this at the detail level. And so he doesn't, I mean, what do you do if you're Dan Bongino? I just really, I feel for him. What is Trump going to do? I don't know. I do think that they're going to, I think they know that they have to do something. I think it's absolutely fair to ask, to what extent was Epstein involved in a foreign intelligence operation on our soil? This is our country. This country doesn't belong to any foreign country. Okay, this is our country.
I mean, you've even got Democrats coming out like Jamie Raskin, by far not even close to my favorite, maybe even my least favorite person in leadership, demanding subpoenas for Pam Bondi, Kash Patel, and Dan Bongino to testify on Epstein files. Representative Jamie Raskin, Democrat of Maryland, ranking member of the House Judiciary Committee, is urging Chairman Jim Jordan to issue subpoenas to Attorney General Pam Bondi, FBI Director Patel, and Deputy FBI Director Dan Bongino. Raskin wants them to testify under oath on the scope, contents, and decision-making process behind the release or withholding of the Epstein files. They're simply saying that this Epstein client list doesn't exist and that everything that we've been told about Jeffrey Epstein, the mainstream narrative from the Biden administration, is true. And this is what really miffs me about this. You've got Trump coming out and saying, look, these FBI files, they were all under the auspice of the Biden administration for many years. So they could totally have been tampered with. Evidence could have been deleted. Fake evidence could have been added in. I mean, we're talking about a file that has been under the auspice of leftists for many years. And so why would we release any of this? How do we know if any of it's true? Implying that it's all just tainted, covered up, and inundated with information that isn't true whatsoever. Coming out and saying that it's all just hogwash. But then at the same time, saying that and everything they said about Epstein is true. You see the cognitive dissonance there. On the one hand, they're saying, look, this has been under the auspice of the Democrats for many years. They could have added stuff to it that's BS. They could have taken evidence out and deleted evidence that was true within it. And then they're at the exact same time saying, and by the way, he killed himself just as was reported before. And by the way, there's no client list just as was reported before. And by the way, everything should remain under seal, just as was reported before. So they're totally agreeing with the Democratic administration's take on the Epstein files and the Epstein case, while simultaneously saying that if we were to release anything, how would you know that it was true anyway? Because it was done by the Democrats. Doesn't make any sense whatsoever. Even Matt Walsh is coming out in clip 14 and sending a message to the Trump administration over these Epstein files. Let's watch.
Now, of course, we have no idea what information, if any, this sociopath, this evil woman will ultimately reveal, but the fact remains that, especially after the humiliating display by Bondi and the DOJ we've all just witnessed, it's probably worth listening to Maxwell's testimony. If a client list exists at this point, she's the most likely person to tell us. Now, yes, it's an indictment of Pam Bondi and the DOJ that we see any reason to listen to a ghoul like this, but that's where we are. Millions of Americans are not satisfied with what we've been told. And we shouldn't be, because it's been contradictory and insulting to our intelligence every step of the way. So now we're looking elsewhere. This is what happens when people are deceived and strung along for years, only to be told that they're not entitled to any kind of transparency whatsoever. People are not just going to move on with their lives, no matter how badly you want them to. And there's a reason for that. And I want to make this very clear to those on the right, including the president himself, who are telling us to just drop the subject and move on. We can't drop it. We can't move on. Because what we want is justice. We have a deep desire for justice. And we can see how the corrupt and the powerful are never held accountable. We can look at our cities and see violent criminals running rampant in the streets, also not held accountable. We want these evildoers to be punished. We want the innocent to be defended. We want justice. It's one of the most basic and most honorable of all human desires. We want to see that justice is done. We want to know who else was in those awful videos that Pam Bondi told us about. And we want those people to be dragged in front of us, weeping and begging for mercy. We want them exposed and humiliated and shamed and punished in the harshest and most painful way, because that's justice. And we're not going to drop the subject until we get it. So unseal everything, including the search warrants and the financial disclosures. Tell us what exactly was in those truckloads of documents that you recovered in New York. Show us the phase two Epstein files that you told us about just a few months ago. In other words, don't give us any more excuses from bureaucrats on Fox News. Don't give us any more stonewalling and doublespeak. We've seen more than enough of that in this case and so many others. Instead, for a change, give us something we're not used to seeing from the federal government and the DOJ. Give us justice.
100%. We even got Charlie Kirk walking it back. Then he hosts the debate with Dave Smith on whether or not Israel was our ally. So kudos to him for that. But here he is just walking it back. We're going to run clips 18, 19 back to back.
Honestly, I'm done talking about Epstein for the time being. I'm going to trust my friends in the administration.
But trust his friends in the administration. He's done talking about Epstein for the time being.
Administration, I'm going to trust my friends in the government to do what needs to be done, solve it, balls in their hands. I've said plenty this last weekend. So if you guys want to see my commentary on it, that's fine.
And now the chickens are coming home to roost.
What chickens?
The American people deserve to know the truth. What, if anything, is the Trump administration and the Department of Justice hiding? What are you hiding? If you're not hiding anything, prove that to the American people. And if you are trying to hide something, as many of Donald Trump's MAGA supporters apparently believe, then the Congress should actually work hard to try to uncover the truth for the American people.
And, you know, he's right, but he's probably one of the dumbest people in the halls of leadership in America. I mean, he is just really dumb. And it makes me sick that the Raskins are coming out and the Tappers are coming out and the Hakeem Jeffries of the world are coming out and calling for transparency. What they're really doing here is they realize that the base is really pissed off at Donald Trump over this Epstein file debacle. And so they're trying to ensure that the story doesn't die because they want to split the base because they've lost all political power. And I'm telling you, folks, it would take a miracle for the Republicans after this shit show, excuse me, to win the midterm elections. Coming up, what is it, next year? 2026? That's right, right? Midterm elections, 2026. There's no way we're going to win these with this going the way that it's going. And this is like setting the stage perfectly for Elon Musk's America Party to come in and just sweep the floor. Even if nobody from the America Party wins, he's going to be able to pull enough votes away from the establishment to ensure that they never win another presidential election. All Elon Musk has to do is focus all of his resources and attention on pulling as many votes away from Republicans in Texas as possible. And that's enough to ensure that no Republican ever becomes president of the United States ever again in 2028 moving forward. But with these midterms, all of these Republicans who have facilitated the moving on or the forgetting about or the silencing of these Epstein files, they are all going to get totally primaried. I don't even think Lindsey Graham with his little boots on the ground is going to be able to get anything done. I honestly think that he's going to be primaried. I mean, this all started out with the big, beautiful bill, and everybody thought that Elon Musk was making it up. Those weeks ago when he said that Donald Trump was on the Epstein files, bookmark this, just wait and you'll see. I thought he was making it up. I thought he was just losing his temper and throwing a little bit of a conniption fit. And he just threw that out there knowing that it would be a PR nightmare for Trump for a couple of days. It's like a major troll. That's what I thought. And that's kind of still what I think. I don't think Trump is in the Epstein files, though. It's possible that there's other blackmail on Trump from someone else. But I doubt that he's in the Epstein files because that certainly would have come out had it been the case over the course of the last 10 years that he's been under relentless attack by the Democrats. It already would have come out. And he never would have signed the executive order to release the Epstein files like he did at the beginning of his term if he knew that he was in them. And so it's incredibly doubtful that the reason this is being covered up is because he's in them. What makes more sense is that Trump is abundantly aware of the conflict that we're in right now with Iran and China in this proxy conflict with Israel. And that he was surprised because of his naivete or whatever it is, just trusting the people around him, to find out in these Epstein files that it was very obvious, very clear, that Jeffrey Epstein was working on behalf of both CIA and Mossad, and that this was funded by taxpayer dollars and then covered up by our own intelligence apparatus and our most important strategic ally in the region's intelligence apparatus as well. And so they're trying to divert as much attention away from it as possible. I mean, here in clip 24, Trump guaranteeing that Biden knew nothing about the pardons signed by the auto pen. So are we really going to replace the Epstein story with an auto pen story, a story which we've known for like at least a year? Let's watch.
Look, the auto pen, I think, is maybe one of the biggest scandals that we've had.
The biggest.
50 to 100 years. This is a tremendous scandal. And I know the people on the other side of the, see that desk, that Resolute desk? Unfortunately, he used it before me. But, you know, we have our choice of seven desks. They're all beautiful. But I chose the Resolute, and so did he, unfortunately. But the people on the other side of the Resolute desk, I know them. Lisa, the whole group, and they're no good. They're sick people. And I guarantee you, he knew nothing about what he was signing.
Yeah, well, that's obviously true. But to say it's the biggest scandal in 50 or 100 years, I don't think it even holds a candle to the Epstein scandal. Let me tell you something. There are more than one form of Trump derangement syndrome. There's the one form where people believe that everything that Trump does is abundantly wrong and incorrect and terrible, which isn't true. He's done incredible things, even under this administration. Pardoning all the J6ers, reason enough to justify your vote no matter what else he does. Actually stopping the bleeding at the border, outstanding move. Golden Dome, incredible move. Artificial intelligence funding, incredible move. We can't let the CCP win. He's doing some things that are absolutely brilliant. Stopping a war with Iran, an incredibly bold and risky move that we all thought was going to lead to World War III, actually prevented it. He's done some brilliant things. I love Donald Trump. I'm glad that I voted for him. But this Epstein thing is a tremendous scandal. And people tend to remember the worst things about a person rather than the best things about a person, especially when they're world leaders. And his legacy will be defined by this. And I was going to go to this clip, but I don't think I have enough time before we go to break. I'm going to give out the number, 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. One more time, that's 877-789-2539. It is 9:26 p.m. Central Time on Monday night. So if you call in now, the sooner you call, the more likely I am to be able to get to you. And in the meantime, please go to thealexjonesstore.com and be the reason that we can always be on the air. Right now, we're offering this incredible discount for the Power Drive Bundle. And I know that the banner says it's an additional 10% off, but it's up to 50% off with this bundle. When you buy both of them, if you subscribe, you ensure that you get your bottle every single month, even when it's out of stock for the general public, and you save 50%. It's only $69 for the Power Plant and Methyl Drive bundle called the Power Drive Bundle. And I took these the other day. I was driving home, and I couldn't figure out why it is that I felt so good, because I've been working so hard, not sleeping very well, struggling with this cold the last few days. And I took this Power Plant plus Methyl Drive bundle, both products formulated by Rex Jones, who's a savant when it comes to creating supplements, bigly developed them based on his formula, and then deployed them on the Alex Jones Store. It's absolutely incredible. And don't just go to the alexjonesstore.com and get the Power Drive bundle, because it's great for your energy. I mean, it's way better than even Turbo Force was at its prime. And that's one of our best-selling products of all time. But go, because it keeps Alex Jones on the air. And don't forget to call in, 877-789-2539. One more time, 877-789-2539. Finally, 877-789-2539. It's 9:30 p.m. Central Time on Monday evening, and I am taking your calls. And while you're on hold, by the way, the sooner you call, the more likely I am to get to you. Please go to thealexjonesstore.com and check out the Power Drive Bundle, which is the best thing since sliced bread. Stay with us for more on the other side of this short break.
I need support. We are maxed out, and I could do so much more in offense, guaranteed beat them even faster in court. And got this other stuff going on. I'll leave it at that with the Justice Department, the good guys coming in, and the task force on weaponization, that I need funds. So I need you to go to thealexjonesstore.com, subscribe as your monthly donation for $30 a month as a VIP, and know you're doing that bare minimum of support, cancel any time. Not a very hard commitment. You just do it month to month. You charge $30, you're a VIP, and when you want a t-shirt or you want a supplement, you get it, because it'll just build up in your account. $40 to spend in the store. You spend 30, you get 40, automatic discounts on everything, special sales, special offers. I'm asking everyone to commit who's never supported the broadcast by buying anything to become a VIP today at thealexjonesstore.com. And then you know you're doing the monthly support. Ever have an issue? Don't want to do it? Cancel. One click. It's your profile. But by being a VIP, you get massive discounts, special offers, and so much more at thealexjonesstore.com. And it's a way to show your support. We need your backing. I am 100% dauntless. If anything, I get overheated because I've got so much energy and I'm so angry at these people and it bleeds off into my life. I need your backing. I'm backing you. Quite frankly, if you don't back me and my crew, what we're doing, you're nuts. And I'm not mad at you. I'm just saying you're crazy. Evil hates this transmission. We've got their number. And if you don't back the organizations fighting with everything they've got for you, because we're all in this together, well, you've rolled over. You've run up the white flag, quite frankly. And that's what this is. People ask, man, thanks for fighting. Thanks for never giving up. Wow, why does it break your spirit? It intensifies my spirit. To know we're up against pure evil and we're turning the tide and we're winning. And then to know that if we don't fight hard, they're going to win and commit humanity to a nightmare of evil. You think stuff's bad now? You ain't seen nothing yet. Thank me for fighting for my own future and yours collectively. There's not even a question of fighting these people. Look at them. They've got to be opposed. People tend to think, being persecuted is, oh, you want to stay away from that? Oh, so you want to stay away from the fight? No, it's like John Paul Jones said when he got commissioned as the head of the U.S. Navy, right when he was starting, and he was writing to the Continental Congress, he said, I only want the fastest ships. I only want to be sent into the main war zones in direct action. They said, here, here's our fastest ship. Go out. He immediately goes out and engages and takes over all these British ships 2-3 times the size. It's ramming straight into them. Well, that's what I want to do. I only want the fastest ships. I want to go directly into action. I want to go 24 hours a day. I want reporters all over the country. I want to be 50 times stronger against the enemy. I want 50 times the audience. I want victory. You think what we've done to the enemy has been effective so far? It's nothing. I have not yet begun to fight. So support yourself. Support us. Do it. Or be conscious that you didn't fight when the time was right. You hesitated. You took this as another entertainment venue, to some other show, just more talk. This ain't talk. This is the targeting coordinates to take down the enemy. This is the Death Star plans. This is Sting, the Goblin Slayer. They hate this blade. This operation is a sword that is plunged politically, culturally, spiritually into the hearts of our enemies over and over and over again. They hate it. It's a standard of their defeat. It's a symbol of their weakness. That's what we're doing here. This is serious business. So I'm coming to you, asking you to continue to commission us in this fight. We've already delivered you more victories against the enemy than any other media operation in the world. And I'm asking you again, for all of our collective futures, to come to our aid now more and take your fight to the 110% level. Tell the truth. Be accurate. Stand against evil. Have courage. Until it's not even having courage, it's what you are.
Defending tomorrow, tonight, it's your host, Chase Geyser.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Chase Geyser. This is Tomorrow's News Tonight, live at 9:33 p.m. Central Time on Monday evening, July 14th. We're going to be taking your calls this segment. Let's go to Dave in FEMA Region 9 first. Dave, and feel free to call in 877-789-2539. Go ahead, Dave. You're live on the air.
Thanks, Brother Chase. You're doing yeoman's work doing that split shift stuff. I used to do that right out of college. It's a rough gig.
I love it.
I appreciate your effort for the cause. So I have a maybe a little different take on this Epstein thing. I don't think it's that important. Of course, defending the people that were raped and prosecuting those that did that is important. But I think it's another shiny object from the sociopathic control oligarchs that are running the country and running it into the ground intentionally. What we could be focused on is we the people is contacting our congressmen because they have 12 weeks to pass 12 single subject spending bills, which they haven't done in like 30 years. And they're going to be on vacation half of those 12 weeks. But it seems like when we light up the phones at Congress, we get a little bit of movement. But again, it's unfortunate because we're in a 30-front war, and it's all inextricably linked. And they're just leading us down the primrose path. It's the full Cloward Piven deal, and it's the Red-Green Alliance. And they're just running us into the ground. It's hard to keep focused on what we should.
Yeah, I'm with you. We shouldn't, I mean, the Epstein issue shouldn't be the only issue that we talk about or that we focus on. Absolutely not. We have a whole entire country to run. I totally get that. But just to move on and forget about it, I mean, after all, it was a promise that Donald Trump made. It's one of the main reasons why we elected him. And now it's just disappearing and we're going to let him get away with it. I mean, it just doesn't sit well with me.
No, I don't believe that. And I think Bondi, Beach Blonde Bondi should leave. I think, you know, a lot of people talk about, well, she failed Epstein when she was attorney general in Florida. They don't know the facts because that case was in 2008. She didn't take over as Florida AG until 2011. Facts matter. But I think she's part of the establishment class. We need to sack her. And I'm shocked that Dan didn't stand in the gap for the people, that he didn't follow through with what he's been saying for the last 10 years on the outside. And now he comes in and he and Cash look like they were in a hostage video. You've seen that when they both have bug eyes like that. It looked like somebody had a cattle prod in the lumbar region of each of their spines. I couldn't believe that video.
Yeah, so, it was unbelievable. And we should have seen the writing on the wall just right within that first week of Bondi coming out and saying that she had everything on her desk. Then they released the phase one binders, which were absolutely nothing. And then the next day it was truckloads of documents and there was going to be more released on Monday. Then nothing else came out. I mean, every single step of the way has been a major failure from Pam Bondi. And frankly, I can't think of a single damn thing that she's ever accomplished in the history of her tenure as an attorney. What has she ever done, ever? Can you think of something, Dave?
Train on Fox News, right?
Yeah.
I mean, she's looking at a seven-digit Fox News career. And yes. Does that start in 60 days or 90 days? I don't know the answer, but it's probably one of those two.
Well, I hope it starts in 3 days. I hope we see her on Fox all the time because I hope it becomes her full-time gig.
Amen to that, brother. Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much for your call. I appreciate it. Actually, I want to show clip 27 here. Here's Rob Schneider, an American hero, talking about how Trump derangement syndrome goes both ways.
We've all encountered those leftists with Trump derangement syndrome, those who think anything Trump does must be wrong. But certainly, if someone is claiming that Trump's decisions are never wrong and must be carried out exactly, isn't that just another form of Trump derangement syndrome? So, in that spirit of humility and free speech, I ask these questions. Release all the Epstein files, no matter the consequences. This is America. We'll deal with whatever happens. Now, we have to also ask ourselves something else. Why are we so obsessed with Jeffrey Epstein while 300,000 children have been trafficked in America and are still missing? Why, another question, why is America still sending arms to Ukraine? I have and will always support Israel. Israel's different because if Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran had the capability on October 7th, 2023, if they had that capability of just continuing the attack and murdering every man, woman, and child, they would have done that. Israel is a free country, and Israel is a country that we must always stand by. But until they become the 51st state or a territory, their lobbying must apply as foreign lobbyists. That's not anti-Semitic.
Amen.
You can support Israel completely and unabashedly, but also want AIPAC to apply as a foreign lobbying group. While I want to put Americans first, if we want to continue to have fruits and vegetables in this country, we better find a way to give Mexican workers some avenue to legally do that work, because you and I ain't going to do it. Boo that you want, but if you want fruit and vegetables, you better figure it out. And these are the people that are doing it. So while you disagree with that, I disagree with that, with you on that. America was built on the freedom to question our government, and we must ensure that we don't let that principle slide. Dissent, to disagree, and your right to speak out, to protest.
And these types of speeches are coming from people who campaigned heavily for Donald Trump. These aren't just crazed leftists. It's not the Hakeem Jeffrieses and the Raskins and the Pelosis and the other pundits who are just lunatics that we know we can't trust at all, who covered for the dementia-ridden Joe Biden for the entirety of his presidency. These are people who honestly and in good faith supported Trump all the way up until his election and inauguration and still support him to this day. I want to hear from more callers. Jacob in Alabama. Jacob in Alabama, you are live on the air. What is on your mind, sir?
Thank you for taking my call, Chase. Good evening. What's concerning me here is I'm keeping up and I'm seeing everybody kind of pumping up possible testimony from Ghislaine Maxwell.
Yeah.
I think you showed it from Matt Walsh. Man, we gotta keep our heads up and see through the PSYOP layer there. I mean, she is clearly a Mossad agent, clearly a daughter of a Mossad agent. I mean, we cannot give any credibility or value to anything that she has to say. So, I mean, you just need to get out in front of this and see this coming. Possibly made a deal with, to give some type of controlled testimony or going to give some type of evidence or something that exonerates maybe Trump and his company. It just seems.
Well, she doesn't have that long of a sentence. So if she were to perjure herself under oath, it would actually be a greater risk to her than a benefit because it could potentially extend her sentence.
Well, these people aren't playing by the rules, man. You just got to keep your eyes open about that, man. I don't know what to make of it all. It really seems like Trump is just too precise and controlled to run such a poorly run PR. I mean, surely somebody would have told him not to make a comment like he made, trying to deflect from the Epstein file. It just seems all too controlled, kind of almost like, we know the same people. Trump took the money this time. He took the AIPAC donorship. I feel like I felt like since the election that the Kamala Harris campaign was run so poorly that it was almost like a controlled election to solidify a preferred outcome for, the Trump, for the Democrats. I mean, I don't think anybody actually trying and making an effort could have run a better campaign than the Kamala Harris campaign.
Well, it's very obvious that Trump had the support of Israel in this last election in a very explicit way, because they knew that Kamala Harris wasn't going to do anything for him because the leftist base was radical pro-Hamas, river to the sea types. And I even would venture to guess that some of the endorsements that Trump got, namely with RFK Jr., had something to do with Israel and Mossad and blackmail. And we'll see. I don't want to speak ill of RFK Jr. I think that he's doing some very heroic things. But he was obviously very uncomfortable making that endorsement, and it seems to me very likely that he was pressured to do so because of something that they might have had on him.
Turning point. When all the Democrats, when RFK and Tulsi and all the Democrats gave up on the Kamala Harris campaign and came over to the side, that was the turning point. It just seems too controlled, Chase.
I know, but for having it all so under control, it's amazing how out of control everything is right now.
That's what I'm saying. This is the PSYOP we have to look through. Trump is not this out of control. Trump is more controlled than this. Trump is more precise than this. Yeah. They want to manufacture this look, this optic of chaos, of out of control. They're trying to kind of maybe, I'm just brainstorming at this point. I mean, what is the final layer of this? Are they trying to brew some kind of make it look like some kind of real populist movement, some kind of grassroots, just get the public.
Do you think we should just move on from the Epstein files and support Trump kind of blindly, or do you think that he should pivot and actually reveal the information he has?
No, that's really just wishful thinking, me hoping that, Trump is more calculated than this. I mean, maybe he really is just as loose and as terrible as it looks like he is. But I would just not lend too much credibility or testimony to any kind of incoming Ghislaine Maxwell testimony. I would just consider the fact that maybe all this chaos and this appearance of out of control might be manufactured, and what might be the reason for that. You know, I think it's a good thought that nobody's really touched on yet. Is Trump controlling this vision of chaos that they're putting out to everybody? You know, are they in control of it, actually? And all this is just optics.
Well,
that
he certainly seems very frustrated. I mean, you saw the way that he handled that press conference a couple of days ago with Pam Bondi last week, where he, you know, brought up the floods and was like, look, we're talking about these floods. Are you seriously mentioning Epstein right now? He wants it to be over with. He wants everybody to move on. And the fact that Turning Point has these major, major events, and it's just Republican after Republican, or MAGA after MAGA, or America First person after America First person coming out in droves and saying, come on, Trump, come on. This has definitely been a nightmare for Trump. Almost any other outcome would have been preferable for him than the one that we witnessed over the last 7 days, I think. But I do appreciate your call and your thoughts, Jacob. I really do. Carol in California. Carol, what's on your mind, ma'am?
Well, there's $21 trillion that have disappeared out of DOD and HUD and before COVID. And my understanding is Jeffrey Epstein started showing up in the White House around Bill Clinton about the mid-90s, money being moved out of the country, assets being
taken.
There's
reports that his money's been moving around since he died.
No, no, no. I'm not talking about his money. I'm talking about U.S. assets.
Okay.
I'm talking, I think that these Epstein files, if they become revealed, are going to reveal the kind of vulnerability that every U.S. citizen is facing as far as how their pensions are threatened and how much money has been stolen. And I think it goes way deeper. The looks, I agree with Dan, the looks on Bongino and Battelle's face in that interview.
Yeah.
They look like they were, you know, somebody was threatening a family member or, you know, some kind of massive control. I'm really disappointed with many of the things RFK is allowing to.
Yeah, like the mRNA vaccines approved for children over 6 months old.
Yeah, you know, I mean, adding, you know, are you freaking kidding me, you know? I think these Epstein files cut through everything, and that we better figure out as people who have sort of woken up to the fact that we are can very easily become victims. You know, the people who are calling the shots really don't care about us.
Yeah.
And so we better start caring about each other. And I don't think we're, you know, I mean, I think Trump is behaving just like he said. He could murder somebody in Times Square and everybody would be behind him. I think he's operating with that level of expectation.
Yeah.
And
that's too arrogant,
he's
though.
He's done a lot of great things, amazing things. I am in no way, shape, or form sorry that I voted for him. I still believe we dodged a bullet without electing Kamala. I can only imagine what life would be like if she had been elected or appointed, or
that's the truth, Carol.
Her seat had been stolen.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you on that front. And look, I still don't think this saga is over with the Epstein files. I think that ultimately the truth is going to come out. I just don't want it to be 70 years from now in some declassification operation like the JFK files. Let's talk to Jerry in Tennessee. Jerry, what's on your mind this evening, sir?
Yes. I happen to be in a Facebook group with, let's say, a former InfoWarrior host, and he has friends in there that are, let's say, work for a judge, rhymes with Borka, and basically the information that I've gotten from them is the neocons are pretty much running the thing now.
Yeah.
And they're worried about optics of arresting people. They think that arresting mass Democrats is going to play like the same as Trump getting arrested. They think the American people don't want arrests like that, and that they are fully to lose the midterms because they are on complete board with this just being politics as usual, and that losing midterms is just a normal thing. You know, it's that just happens. And so they are not in this game of that this is life or death.
If we're not going to have justice and we're not going to do the right thing now, and we're just going to play politics as usual, then what the hell are we doing even trying or even playing this game?
I understand. I've been raised. I told them that this is not going to go away in 2 weeks, not like they think. They think this is just going to go away in 2 weeks. This is going to pass us by, and that it's only Groypers. Only Groypers are the only ones that are worried about this kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
This is going to go. We're all just a bunch of Nick Fuentes, and this didn't work out any better. You know, how did this work out for the election?
Well, hey, at least Nick Fuentes has never lied to me or taken my money.
I've been showing him Groyper Matt Walsh, you know, Groyper Benny Hill, you know, Groyper, suddenly y'all are surrounded by Groypers, and they are really concerned with the Swampy Susie. They're uh-huh. really concerned with that. They think she's the greatest thing since ice cream that's happened to the Trump. And I said she represents the same donor class that we defeated in 2016.
Yep.
And I said, yeah, but she's came over to our side now.
Uh-huh. As if people change their views like that late in life after a whole career of backing up neoconservatives. Yeah, it's wild. In fact, I want to show clip 28 here. This is a segment from Judge Napolitano's program. Let's watch this.
And Trump intervening in that asinine way, saying, I can't believe people are still talking about Jeffrey Epstein, when he and his whole MAGA movement never stopped talking about Jeffrey Epstein. What changed, do you think? What happened in the evidence bundle that persuaded them not to proceed?
I think that I'm going to tell you exactly what I think. I think Trump's name is on the list. I think Mossad knows it. I think Mossad told their American stenographer, who happens to be the director of the CIA, who takes down and regurgitates everything Mossad told him, and I think that stenographer whispered it into the president's ear, and he's terrified that this will come out because he knows it will be the beginning of the end, whether there's a Republican Congress or a Democrat Congress. That's what I honestly believe has happened. Now, obviously, I haven't seen the files. I can explain to you the way the system works, but when a federal judge orders that a document or a set of documents be preserved and published to the public, there is zero justification for it not happening. The president's reaction, you put your finger on it, George. I played that tape several times on my own show. The president's reaction was so personal, so defensive to attack the questioner that it was obvious he was terrified to have a truthful answer be given.
Yeah, it's obvious that that's the case. I agree. I don't think necessarily that he's on the list, but there's something so deeply personal, or there's some great vulnerability to Trump because of the list, either indirectly because of the national security issues with Mossad and the relationship with Israel that we have, that it's obvious that he never would have signed that executive order if he knew what was on it. Let's go to Michael in Texas. Michael in Texas, you are live on the air.
Hey there. Thank you, Slot. I've been promoting it on my X account just because this is what InfoWars needed. I suggest everyone else go out there and do the same just so that you can get more listeners. But the topic that I was calling about, it's not so much the Epstein files that irritates me, it's the fact that they think they can gaslight us on this. As soon as they came out with that on Sunday night, the first thing that popped into my mind was Fleetwood Mac. Tell me lies. Tell me sweet little lies. In fact, I did like an X post on it where I actually start going through and looking at the evidence. I'm going, what do you mean there's nothing there? I mean, it's like article after article. And so just the gaslighting, it's like I'm not an idiot and you're treating me like I'm an idiot. No, there's something there. Secondly, it reaches all the way back to his first term. We were promised Hillary was going to go to jail. Nothing happened.
Yep.
Nothing happened to him. And so now, once again, it's like that promise of, you know, the deep state and all the evils they've done, something's going to happen to them. We're going to bring justice. And justice fell. And I'm fed up with it. You know, this is not going to stop until repercussions are done for the people that have done the evil acts. And I'm not putting up with it. And then reaching back to the Napolitano, you know what? Man up. If there's something on that list that scares you, Trump, be a man about it. Come forward and tell the truth. Clinton did it with the marijuana, and guess what? It went away.
Yeah.
And if it is something that bad, once again, man up, because I want to know about it.
I 100% agree with you.
That's it.
100%. He's got to man up and just do it. Everybody knows that he was connected to Epstein. Everybody knows that people were connected to Epstein who weren't necessarily engaged in anything illegal. That was one of the things that Epstein did. He would fly people around in his plane for free. He and Ghislaine would see to it that they were videoed or photographed with major influential people. So that should this come out, they'd have to answer for it. There are countless examples of scientists or thought leaders or academics or business leaders who've been associated with, met with, interacted with Epstein and didn't engage in sleeping with underage women. And I don't believe that Donald Trump is attracted to underage women. I think he's attracted to bombshell women like Melania. It's just as simple as that. That's the way that it goes. And if there is some sort of blackmail against Donald Trump, it's going to be something else, somewhere else. It's not going to be with Epstein. And frankly, they would have totally found it. I mean, the best they could get was the Access Hollywood tape during the first campaign. And then after all of these attacks on him, resorting even to trying to take his life twice, they still haven't released any Epstein or underage girls footage with Trump. You're telling me that if it didn't exist, it wouldn't have come out already? And now with AI, hell, they might even make it up. Folks, we're coming up on a break. I'm going to be taking your calls on the other side of the break, 877-789-2539. We've got one more hour tonight. It's 10 p.m. Central Time, Monday, July 14th, 877-789-2539. Finally, 877-789-2539. And in the meantime, please go to the alexjonesstore.com and check out the incredible Power Drive Bundle. These are two formulas made by Rex Jones, Alex's eldest son, Power Plant and Methyl Drive, and if you combine them together, it becomes the Power Drive, where you'll feel like you're powered directly by a nuclear reactor. It's incredible the way this substance makes you feel and the way they work together in your body to maximize your potential, your energy. It's 2, 3, 4, 5 times better than Turbo Force ever was. I take it every single day, and I absolutely adore it. Please go to the alexjonesstore.com right now and be the reason we will always be on the air.
Just got in my methylene blue, ultra methylene blue, USP grade from thealexjonesstore.com. And I've heard all the rants and raves about this. I'm really interested to see how I'm going to feel. I'm going to do a third dropper and then some water right now. And I am going to see, yeah, that's plenty. Maybe that's a little bit more. I'm going to mix this up. And excited to see how this is gonna work. So after I fully drink this, I will let everybody know the effects of hopefully of what is the unlimited power.
What's going on, Xers? Jay Rocket here. Just giving y'all an update. It's been an hour past doing the one dropper of the ultramethylene blue, USB grade, the alexjonesstore.com. Currently at the gym right now, and it's hard to explain what I feel, other than I do feel the mental clarity. I don't have any cloudy thoughts. My focus seems relaxed, but very on point. And the energy kind of feels clean, no jittery, things like that. I haven't really felt any tingling or anything. Maybe if I'll probably take a, you know, an extra dropper next time. This is on an empty stomach as well. So definitely feel just cool, calm, and collected, but very focused, very centralized. It's a very calm, zen feeling. So If you haven't gotten to try this stuff yet, you'll need to go to the thealexjonesstore.com and get your methylene blue today.
If you want to shine like the sun, you've got to burn like it. You're listening to Tomorrow's News Tonight with your host, Chase Geyser.
At some point, the basic economics really matter, and they matter because not that it's bad that rich people are getting richer, it's bad that everyone else is getting poorer. And it's especially bad that young people can't afford homes. Let me just put a very precise point on this. If you want a measure of how your economy is doing, I personally favor eliminating GDP as a measure. I don't even know what that is. It's clearly not relevant. They tell me Japan has a stagnant GDP. Have you been to Tokyo? It's the single most radicalizing experience you'll ever have because it's just so nice. You lost the war? Really? Can we lose a war and wind up like this? GDP. No. I don't know what even that is, the total economic activity. Oh, no. My measure is really simple. I got a bunch of kids. Can they afford houses with full-time jobs at like 27, 28? And the answer is no way. And the answer is that 35-year-olds with really good jobs can't afford a house unless they stretch and go deep into debt. And I just think that's a total disaster. That's a complete disaster. Why? Two reasons. One, if people don't own things, they don't feel ownership of the country they're in. And the country gets super volatile because people feel like they've got nothing to lose. When you have a lawn, trust me, you're thinking long term. Second, it's really hard to have a family without a house. It is. It's like super fun to live in an apartment if, you know, there's like a bar downstairs, you're in a cool neighborhood. I'm in East Village. It's so cool. Try to have three kids. You're not going to have three kids. There you can't. Nobody wants to raise their kids in that neighborhood. Nobody wants to raise their kids in an apartment. People do it because they have to. Nobody wants to. People want a little house, not some McMansion, just a little normal house. That is the actual American dream. And that is what is totally unattainable for young people. And so the only young people in general that you will ever meet who have houses are young people whose parents help them. And God bless their parents. That's a perfectly great thing to do for your kids. But most people's parents can't afford to do that because they're already in debt from their pointless college degree. So that is a national emergency. One of the reasons it's happening is because normal people with normal jobs no longer believe they can win in this system and that all the money is going to the worst people. And no one even stops to ask, what the hell is going on? But what I'm saying is that our leadership class should say something about it and should assign a moral value to it. And if you're getting rich by loaning money to people at incredibly high interest rates, that's something you're going to have to talk to God about. That is not good. That is not virtuous. That's disgusting. And the fact that nobody feels free to say that, nobody feels like you can just say like 30% on a credit card. Why is anybody paying your credit card bill? You know, because they always say, like, if the very rich, if you borrow enough from a bank, you're kind of in charge of the bank because they need you to pay them back. So they're totally happy to negotiate terms with you. But if you borrow a little bit from the bank, they'll just take your house away. So what if people got together and just decided, wait a second, 30% interest is a lot, especially since they're pushing credit cards on kids like crap.
What would be your advice, you know, given this back and forth? You know, we're just coming off of Turning Point here in Tampa. You know, this was the topic of conversation. What would be your advice in order to take the temperature down on this issue from within the administration?
Well, I do think that there needs to be more transparency on this. And I think that that will happen. I mean, look, I don't know what truly exists there, but I know that this is something that's important to the president as well. He does want transparency on all these fronts, everything we're talking about, because it's frustrated him as well. He sat for 4 years like the rest of us did. And saw lie after lie, and saw our country just being sent down the wrong path. And it was really frightening and very upsetting to a lot of people to see. And I would actually say over the past 10 years, we've all kind of endured this. Prior to that, it was probably happening, Benny, but we just weren't as aware of it. It wasn't until Donald Trump came down that golden escalator that he just kind of blew the doors off of everything. And people started to wake up and realize, wait a minute, things are not as they have always been presented to us. And I do believe that.
And amazing that Laura Trump is coming out saying that there will be more transparency. But we've also heard that for months now from Pam Bondi, Cash Patel, Dan Bongino, and others. And all we got was an edited video of a hallway with no answers and more questions. I'm going to take your calls on the other side of this break. I see Melissa Eric, Brandon, Tim, Matt, and others on the board. Please call in 877-789-2539. The sooner you call, the more likely I am to get to you. That's 877-789-2539. One more time, 877-789-2539. And go to the AlexJonesStore.com for the love of God.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you. Whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, and your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because, folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
Other shows lie to you about what's happening now. Tomorrow's News Tonight tells you the truth about what's happening next, with your host, Chase Geyser.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am Chase Geyser. This is Tomorrow's News Tonight. Taking your call for the remainder of this transmission, it is 10:06 p.m. Central Standard Time on July 14th, 2025. And I would like to hear from Melissa in Michigan first. Melissa, what is on your mind, young lady?
Hi, Chase. I'm a first-time caller, and I love the show.
Thank you.
I believe if the Epstein information is released, it could collapse the economy because it's so intertwined with the stock market. I believe that human trafficking and organ harvesting has overtaken the oil and drug industry, and it affects our government, governments around the world, banks, DOJ, FBI, CIA, CPS, HHS, et cetera. And the reason we need justice is the children will never be safe unless there's justice.
Yeah. We should always just do the right thing, shouldn't we?
Yeah.
And I don't know why it is that it's so difficult for people. Here's the reason I think that it could collapse the economy if the truth comes out. And frankly, if we have to cover up for giant human trafficking, child abuse rings in order to save the economy, then maybe we deserve some outcome similar to that of Sodom and Gomorrah. Maybe we deserve the massive floods and the explosion of Yellowstone in an unprecedented surprise volcanic eruption, which, by the way, there's evidence to suggest that that's about ready to happen. I haven't even gotten into that yet, but if you think about what's going on, we have a dollar that is not backed by gold. Ever since we took it off the gold standard under the Nixon administration, and really it happened under Roosevelt first, where during the Great Depression, you couldn't have any gold in your personal possession except for your wedding ring. It was all seized by the government, so we haven't really been on a gold standard for very long, but the nail in the coffin, the final nail in the coffin, was under the Nixon administration. We go off the gold standard, and immediately Nixon sets up the OPEC arrangement, which establishes the petrodollar. So this ensures that all oil in the Middle East be traded in U.S. dollars. So despite the fact that the dollar is worth absolutely nothing, it's a total fiat currency. We're engaged in fractional reserve centralized banking. There is an artificial demand created for the dollar, which props it up. And that is the fact that oil must be traded in dollars. It's why we got in wars in Iraq, in Afghanistan. It's why we overthrew regimes in Libya. And it's why we're involved with Israel in the way that we're involved today. We go over there and people say, oh, well, it must not have been about the oil because we didn't take any of the oil. It wasn't about taking the oil. It was about ensuring that oil be traded in dollars. Why do you think it is that we don't drill for our own oil in the United States of America? Everybody talks about the reason we don't drill for our own oil is because we have such great, big, humongous environmental concerns, and the leftist lobby prevents us from things like pipelines and drilling offshore because they care so much about the fish and the birds and the animals and the natural habitats. And it's true that there's a radical army of leftists that just love plants and animals more than they love humanity itself. And they would even go so far as to sacrifice humanity for the sake of saving a planet, despite the fact no one would be left to live on it if they had their depopulation worldview agenda play out the way that they would. But the reason we don't drill our own oil is because we want increased demand for U.S. dollars overseas. And so reliance on overseas oil is good for the dollar as the global reserve currency. That's what it's all about. And right now we have China establishing the Belt and Road Initiative. This is a trade corridor that seeks to generate, create, conglomerate a monopoly on all trade on that side of the planet. And we're endeavoring to create an alternative trade route called the IMEC corridor, which goes from India through Saudi Arabia into the port of Haifa in Israel. And I said on April 24th last year that as soon as Iran attacks Haifa, the U.S. will go to war. And Iran attacked Haifa, and within 7 days, we were bombing their so-called nuclear facilities with B-2 bombers. Just as I predicted. Because it's all about stabilizing the region so that we can compete with China's trade. That's why there's a proxy war happening right now between China and the United States with proxies Israel and Iran taking place. And it was a stroke of genius in foreign policy that Trump was able to de-escalate this conflict, which basically every superpower, including our own military-industrial complex, wants to escalate as badly as possible because, in their mind, it's a matter of national security that we neutralize all threats in the region and ensure that oil be traded in dollars, that we have a monopoly on trade in the region, all while we scale up the Golden Dome and the artificial intelligence arms race that we're in this new Cold War with China. This is all about ensuring U.S. dominance in the 21st century, but not a new type of U.S. dominance. It's based in justice and righteousness, but more of the same type of dominance where we engage in Machiavellian or utilitarian practices to ensure that we're in war after war, conflict after conflict, innocent people after innocent people to the tune of millions upon millions dying constantly, like we see right now in Ukraine or like we see in these conflicts between Israel and Gaza. I mean, we wanted this genocide to take place in Gaza because we wanted the region to be stabilized. And we knew that the only way to stabilize the region was to kill everybody in it because, after all, 40% of them are married to their first or second cousins with average IQs below 85 and the average age being 18. So it's a Muslim all over twist in the Gaza Strip, and the only way to solve that problem is just to kill everybody and move everybody who's left. And you're going to see reports over the next 30 days, I guarantee it, of a new Muslim Trail of Tears where they are going to move everybody from the Gaza Strip to places like Libya or other surrounding areas in exchange for relieving massive sanctions that have been in place in these Middle Eastern countries. And they're going to pawn it off as some sort of justice when what it really is just displacing people forcibly because 70-80% of all the buildings in the Gaza Strip have been destroyed by Mossad. And the real reason that this Epstein trash hasn't come out is because it was all an intelligence operation executed by Mossad on behalf of the CIA to ensure our national security interests in the region, which are totally unjust because we have money that is a lie. And what is one of the Ten Commandments if not thou shalt not lie or thou shalt not bear false witness? Well, our money itself is a lie. And so we pay the price of, as a civilization, every single day that we exchange the U.S. dollar with anyone anywhere, committing a lie, being complicit in that lie. And that in and of itself is enough for us to face God's justice. And I think that's exactly what's going to happen if we don't repent right now, because the kingdom of God is near. Let's go to Eris in Wisconsin. Eris in Wisconsin, you've been waiting patiently. What's on your mind?
Hey, Chase, I just want to remind you and everybody, and I'm not making excuses, but here in Wisconsin, it was a battleground state. And they always say the biggest cards for the end. And it was really close during the election. And right before the end of the end of all the advertisements right before the election, all around Milwaukee, they had pictures on the billboard entering and exiting the city of Trump with Epstein. And you know, in New York, all those socialites know each other.
Yeah.
So I'm sure a lot of people are tied in, probably buddies of his and stuff, maybe people he knows or done business with or – it's all kind of interconnected. And like I said before, I'm not making excuses for him. Obviously, I want.
Sure, an explanation is not the same thing as an excuse.
And I think elites in general kind of look at the masses. You know, they give their sons up to go be cannon fodder and women and children for, like, sex slaves. And it's a thing that's been going on in different societies for so long. And
it's even depicted in the end of the movie Eyes Wide Shut, where they very obviously, Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman, hand their little daughter off to strangers walking by in the toy store.
But like I said, like Lex Rosen is able to get so many people, like the FBI should be able to, and like the government should be able to get many, many more, you know? And
I was thinking, because on Friday they had that interview, Owen had that interview with the Epstein survivor,
yeah.
Juliet, what was her name?
Juliet, I can't remember her last name, but yes.
Yeah, and she was like, Epstein like shapeshifted in front of her.
Mm.
And other people like Bill Gates' wife, Melinda Gates, said like she would, had like nightmares about him and stuff. And like the picture on Drudge today, one of his smiling pictures, it's like, how many teeth does this guy have? And we haven't really kind of danced with the fact of like, what if there are these shapeshifters amongst us, either from another planet, another dimension. Some people said they're like aliens and they can like, their brains and telepathy are so strong, they can make you see things and read your mind and make you think things. But then again, I was listening to the interview and she kind of sounds like a hippie festival girl. Maybe they drugged her. She had some crazy drugs. They give them some drugs and like, oh yeah, they'll see that you're a reptile and some horror vision like the Scarecrow and Batman and they'll keep their mouth shut, you know, because it's some crazy hallucinogen.
Right.
CIA grade, you know. But like, obviously that's tied in the mix. And I look at it as akin like Trump releasing all the stuff with Epstein is like releasing any black op that's going on within the government and society, either it be like the CIA and the government and the different cartels implications in the drug trade, the organ harvesting, you know, it's the dark underbelly of society. And to pull that rug up, I think would have like dramatic impacts on the economy because all those psychopath billionaires will have the attitude like, you know, the Solomon plan or whatever it's called. Like if I'm going down, I'm going to take the whole ship down with me. You know, these crazy mad scientist people. And then I thought it was weird in Trump's tweet. He said like Epstein never died. Was he like hinting that like Epstein is alive? And anyway, I was just wondering, well, mostly with the shapeshifter stuff, because that was kind of spooky, you know. And like other famous people have brought that up, you know, like Billy Corrigan on Joe Rogan said that like he was in front of a group of people, and a person in front of him and the whole group of people just shapeshifted. So then it's like, okay, well, you're in front of a group of people now. Are you having a shared hallucinogen? Did everyone get hallucination? Did everyone get dosed with some drug? You know, some gas or something.
Well, and she described waking up with people in hazmat suits around her and stuff. Obviously, there was some very MKUltra-esque perverted things that were going on at that island. I mean, the whole island is built like a cult sex ritual just in terms of the architecture. What is there? Why is there a temple on that island?
Yeah, and I think there's stuff underground. You know, like
people
did like the ground penetrating radar over Egypt. They need to go over Epstein Island and see what's underground. See, like people don't study in ancient history, but in ancient history, underground was like the key safe spot.
Yeah,
if you look on East Island.
Look, it's a
like
problem when we've heard more from James O'Keefe as to the nature of that facility or the details of that island than we've heard from our own federal government after all of its institutions have been weaponized to go through the tens of thousands of hours of documents they're covering up. There was definitely a list. And even if there wasn't a list, they could have put one together based off of all the video evidence, all of the appointment evidence, all of the phone call history, all of the text history. You're telling me there are no details whatsoever? I mean, why is it that the government knows when I've spent more than $600 in my Venmo account and can tax me based off of that, but for some reason they have no idea whatsoever what's taking place with Jeffrey Epstein on this island when virtually everyone imaginable has been involved? From former prime ministers of Israel to Prince Andrew? I mean, even Prince Andrew should be arrested. There's enough evidence right there of people coming out and confessing that he was there, that he was engaged in underage sexual activity. His own handler, his own bagman, caught on another Project Veritas video or an O'Keefe Media Group video, admitting that Andrew was engaged in underage sexual activity on the island. This is where the real sin of our civilization is. When everybody knows that something incredibly unjust is happening, when everybody knows who's committed what crimes, when everybody and their mother knows the extent to which this depravity has saturated our entire civilization, our leaders, with specific details and specific cases and even dates. But there's no accountability whatsoever. Because all that matters is whether or not the people responsible or the institutions responsible for covering it up come out and admit that it was real. That's when you have a fallen civilization. And I fear, Eris, that we're totally fallen. What do you think?
I don't think we're totally fallen because it's like the group of people. It's like there's all these different groups of people. You know, there's like, okay, yeah, if there's some bad people over here, bad apples in the bunch, it doesn't spoil the entire freaking field. You know, maybe it spoils the bunch, but not the entire field, and we should get rid of all apples. You know, I don't think God's designed. I think God is teaching us with this because we also see how this connected it to us internally, how we have lust as part of one of our primal drivers and greed. And these out of control have just run wild, you know. And, like, you forgot to mention that next to Epstein's Island with James Biden had an island, Joe Biden's brother, you know. There was Doro Ranch. There's probably other facilities, you know. I don't think there's just him as a group either. There's probably other groups doing the same thing. And I think it would be a win for any administration because people like seeing justice, you know, the bad guys put away. But it doesn't still solve the underlying problem of, like, you know, the what we have now with sexual degeneracy, rampant abuses and what's normal sex, you know, all the rainbow stuff. But I don't think that everything is beyond repair, you know. But I definitely think there needs to be, like, some cleanup crew going on here and preventing. Imagine the karma, the energy of these people being tortured. I think there's like Squid Games going on for real.
Well, what's really bizarre is that not more survivors have come out. I mean, if there's tens of thousands of videos and survivors aren't coming out, it goes to show that they're afraid of what might happen to them if they come out. That's what's really going on here because they understand that this operation was bigger than just Epstein and Ghislaine. And if Epstein's quote unquote dead and Ghislaine is locked up, then they should have nothing to fear. But they understand inherently that this implicates way bigger forces, way bigger institutions, way more powerful individuals as well. And so we have to have justice. Otherwise, this is just going to keep happening. Here's clip 34, by the way, which I thought was interesting. Dave Smith shutting down Charlie Kirk over whether or not Israel is our ally. Let's watch.
Is Israel an ally of the United States?
No.
Do you say Israel is not an ally? That is not an opinion that people hear a lot. Why is that?
They have been constantly pushing America toward more aggressive policies, toward getting in more fights. And just like I always say, if you went out to the bar every single night with your friend, and every night your friend's trying to convince you to get into a fight, and while you're beating a lot of people up, you're also taking a lot of wounds, and you're going to jail, and you're getting in trouble, you gotta stop hanging out with that friend. And so I think that you know what? I also don't believe in welfare, and they shouldn't get another dime of U.S. taxpayer money, and they should not. Their lobby should register as a foreign agent.
That's a good segue. Finish that.
And they should stop blackmailing our politics.
Got it. So, back to Josh.
Mr. Speaker, I introduced today an amendment demanding the full release of the Epstein files. The Speaker's Rules Committee should demand a vote tomorrow of every member of Congress. Yes, we should release it, or no, we should not. This is a question of whose side are you on? Are you on the side of protecting the rich and the powerful who've put their thumb on the scales of government to suck out millions of dollars while working class Americans suffer? Or are you on the side of the people? The Attorney General said on her desk was the Epstein file. And now she's saying, no, 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 nothing to see. Don't release it. This is a question of trust. We need to release the Epstein files so we can restore government of the people, by the people, and for the people, and every member of Congress tomorrow.
I'm telling you guys, when you have Democrats coming out and calling for the release of the Epstein files, it doesn't look good for the MAGA movement. Let's go to Brandon in Indiana. Brandon in Indiana, what's on your mind, sir?
Yeah, can you hear me, Chase?
You sound great.
Yeah, great. I like the new show, by the way. You're doing a good job.
Thank you.
Yeah, this Epstein file thing, I think if they open that up, it's going to open a web into everything. I bet it goes into the Brennan and Comey crap. Because if the CIA, the Mossad, MI6, all of them are kind of going to be involved in
running. How are you supposed to be able to implicate Brennan and Comey in this new investigation if you're not going to release the Epstein files? That's a great point right there.
If you release the files, emails that they were running that were dirty, well, that's going to be one of them.
Yep. Well, I think that this whole investigation into Brennan and Comey is just going to turn into a major nothing burger, just like everything else from this administration as far as the DOJ is concerned. What do you think?
Well, unless that's Trump's turnaround to get the Epstein files out that are bad, that he, you know, that might not take down the economy, you can get part of it out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I would like to think that there's a good reason behind this, but it's just so hard for me to believe. Maybe I don't have enough faith.
I keep trying to justify it in my own mind, and yeah. I can't. I just keep coming back. We got to do the right thing for the victims. And I don't care if it sinks our economy and the world economy.
Yes.
Because in the end, we all got to do right by the kids and by God. That's the main thing.
Yeah. Well, yeah. What are we propping up this economy for if all it does is fund the abuse and trafficking of children?
We can't keep going down this path. And I thought we were turning when we elected Trump. I voted for him 3 times now. Mm-hmm. I don't regret it.
Me too.
The least of two evils. You know what I mean? You pick the devil you know or the devil you don't know.
Yeah. Well, and I don't even think that he's evil, but I know that this decision is.
Right, right. And I think the reason he doesn't want to just flat out release all the Epstein files is either A, most of it's already been burnt or, you know, incinerated that we would really want.
But if he would have just come out and said we'd like to release the files, but we have evidence that they've been tampered with and destroyed, that would be enough.
Like, okay, this is what we have, but so much has been destroyed. Like, where'd the 14 terabytes go? That's so much, it's unreal.
Right. The DOJ came really out and said they only looked through like 300 gigabytes after we heard reports of 14 terabytes. The difference is astounding.
I mean, honestly, they could release a little bit of info and be like, look, this is all that we have left. And we don't know what happened to the rest of it. That's going to be another special. We need a special prosecutor to do an investigation over the CIA, the FBI, all their leaders, and who's ever been, you know, running any of these ops. And they don't, that's, even if it's classified, they can do the investigation from the inside and still not have to release it all.
Amen.
But once you get somebody to put a report together and then say, okay, this is what we can release, and we want to get all new victim statements with this special prosecutor, I think that's the only way you really get to the truth.
Yeah, I totally agree with you 100%. Folks, we're coming up on a break. I see your calls on the board. I'm going to get to Patty, Tim, Matt, Jay, and others on the other side of this break. In the meantime, I need to remind you to go to thealexjonesstore.com. Now, we've launched this new power bundle, and it says that it's an additional 10% off, but really it's up to 50% off. It's the power plant formulated by Rex, and it's the methyl drive formulated by Rex Jones. Now, both these formulas by Rex were developed by Bigley, which single-handedly saved InfoWars. So by supporting us at thealexjonesstore.com, you're also supporting them. When taken together, I call it a power drive, because I was driving home a few days ago, not feeling the best. I was tired. I've been working a lot of shifts last week. I did Harrison's show in the morning for 3 hours and then this show every night for 2 hours. I was on air more hours last week than I slept. And all of a sudden, I started feeling really good, and I realized that it was the first day that I'd taken the power plant and the methyl drive together. So I call it a power drive. I highly recommend that you go to thealexjonesstore.com right now. Get as much as 50% off both of these incredible products and take them in conjunction with one another. If you miss Turbo Force, or if Turbo Force was one of your favorite products, these two in conjunction are 2, 3, 4, 5 times more powerful. It feels like unlimited power. And if you take it in conjunction with Methylene Blue, it's like next level. It's unbelievable. I can't even believe it's legal. Some of the things that we've discovered and unlocked with our products at thealexjonesstore.com. So please check it out right now. Not just because you'll experience unprecedented energy, but because by going to thealexjonesstore.com, you are keeping us on the air. So stay tuned. For more on the other side, call in 877-789-2539. I'll get to Patty, Tim, Matt, Jay, and others on the other side of this short break for the final 30 minutes of this transmission.
I need support. We are maxed out, and I could do so much more in offense, guaranteed beat them even faster in court, and got this other stuff going on. I'll leave it at that with the Justice Department, the good guys coming in, and the task force on weaponization. that I need funds. So I need you to go to thealexjonesstore.com, subscribe as your monthly donation for $30 a month as a VIP, and know you're doing that bare minimum of support, cancel any time. Not a very hard commitment. You just do it month to month. You charge $30. You're a VIP. And when you want a t-shirt or you want a supplement, you get it because it'll just build up in your account. $40 to spend in the store. You spend 30, you get 40 automatic discounts on everything, special sales, special offers. I'm asking everyone to commit who's never supported the broadcast by buying anything to become a VIP today at thealexjonesstore.com. And then you know you're doing the monthly support. Ever have an issue, don't want to do it, cancel. One click, it's your profile. But by being a VIP, you get massive discounts, special offers, and so much more at thealexjonesstore.com. And it's a way to show your support. We need your backing. I am 100% dauntless. If anything, I get overheated because I've got so much energy and I'm so angry at these people and it bleeds off into my life. I need your backing. I'm backing you. Quite frankly, if you don't back me and my crew, what we're doing, you're nuts. And I'm not mad at you. I'm just saying you're crazy. Evil hates this transmission. We've got their number. And if you don't back the organizations fighting with everything they've got for you, because we're all in this together, well, you've rolled over. You've run up the white flag, quite frankly, and that's what this is. People ask, man, thanks for fighting. Thanks for never giving up. Wow, why does it break your spirit? It intensifies my spirit. To know we're up against pure evil and we're turning the tide and we're winning, and then to know that if we don't fight hard, they're going to win and commit humanity to a nightmare of evil? You think stuff's bad now? You ain't seen nothing yet. Thank me for fighting for my own future and yours collectively? There's not even a question of fighting these people. Look at them. They've got to be opposed. People tend to think, being persecuted is, oh, you want to stay away from that? Oh, so you want to stay away from the fight? No, it's like John Paul Jones said when he got commissioned as the head of the U.S. Navy, and Riley was starting, and he was writing to the Continental Congress. He said, I only want the fastest ships. I only want to be sent into the main war zones in direct action. They said, here, it's our fastest ship. Go out. He immediately goes out and engages and takes over all these British ships, 2-3 times the size, just ramming straight into them. Well, that's what I want to do. I only want the fastest ships. I want to go directly into action. I want to go 24 hours a day. I want reporters all over the country. I want to be 50 times stronger against the enemy. I want 50 times the audience. I want victory. You think what we've done to the enemy has been effective so far? It's nothing. I have not yet begun to fight. So, support yourself. Support us. Do it. Or be conscious that you didn't fight when the time was right. You hesitated. You took this as another entertainment venue, to some other show, just more talk. This ain't talk. This is the targeting coordinates to take down the enemy. This is the Death Star plans. This is Sting, the Goblin Slayer. They hate this blade. This operation is a sword that is plunged politically, culturally, spiritually into the hearts of our enemies over and over and over again. They hate it. It's a standard of their defeat. It's a symbol of their weakness. That's what we're doing here. This is serious business. So I'm coming to you, asking you to continue to commission us in this fight. We've already delivered you more victories against the enemy than any other media operation in the world. And I'm asking you again for all of our collective futures to come to our aid now more and take your fight to the 110% level. Tell the truth. Be accurate. Stand against evil. Have courage. Until it's not even having courage, it's what you are.
From the tip of the spear to the edge of tomorrow, it's Tomorrow's News Tonight with your host, Chase Geyser.
Moetzet Yesh, in conjunction with My Israel, has arranged instruction day for wiki editors. The goal of the day is to teach people how to edit in Wikipedia, which is the number one source of information today in the world. As a way of example, if someone searches the Gaza flotilla, we want to be there. We want to be the guys who influence what is written there, how it's written, and to ensure that it's balanced and Zionist in nature.
Balanced and Zionist in nature. Look, I don't care about Israel. I don't care who has a right to the Holy Land. I don't care about who commits genocide over who. Ever. No matter what. I'm sorry if it seems a little impersonal, but I just don't give a flying, you know what? But I don't want to pay for it. And I don't want to compromise the integrity of my own justice here in this country because of it. And I don't want my politicians being blackmailed by foreign interests, probably on behalf of domestic CIA interests. I mean, you realize that Brennan, for example, I'm going to show clip 21 in a second, was responsible for the approval of visas to many of the 9/11 hijackers. You know that, right? This goes on and back and deep, this level of corruption. Let's watch clip 21.
The 9/11 hijackers who were given visas in Saudi Arabia had those visas approved by John Brennan. Why aren't we talking about that?
I don't understand why we're not. I mean,
Brennan knew that we were under threat of a massive attack. He was reading the same intelligence that all the rest of us were reading. So how was it that he approved these visas? And one thing I heard, I don't know if it's true, but I heard it from a CIA colleague, that the State Department consular officer who turned some of these guys down was overridden by John Brennan and the visas were then granted. Why is that not being investigated?
I have no idea. That seems to me like it should be a top of mind. We need to get to the bottom of this, especially because of everything that happened after that, that relationship that he had there in Saudi Arabia. How could he not know? And then, of course, we never even talked about Saudi Arabia after we went right to Iraq. So,
right.
You know, this is unfinished business.
I led the raid that captured Abu Zubaydah in Pakistan, Faisalabad, Pakistan, in March of 2002. One of the things that we also confiscated that night when we raided his house was his diary, full of important, actionable information. One of the things that we found in that diary were the private cell phone numbers of three Saudi princes. So we went to the Saudi government and we said, what the heck is this? You better give us answers that we believe or we're going to move against these guys. The Saudis said, we'll take care of it. Within months, one of them died on the operating table during bariatric surgery. One of them was killed in a one-car accident on the Riyadh to Jeddah highway. And one of them went camping in the desert and died of thirst. So
wow.
We were never able to interrogate any of these Saudi princes. Well, where was John Brennan when that was all happening? He was the station chief at the time, for God's sake.
Yes. I mean, something's very, very disturbing about his time in Saudi Arabia. And this is even more going in that direction. And then
and
also,
mind you, this is a guy who spent at the time 25 years in analysis, had never recruited a source in his life and had never been in an operational position in his life. But he's the station chief in Riyadh.
I mean, I don't even understand. His whole history makes no sense at all. Like, he seems
it's
kind of like Obama.
Oh, it's because he and George Tenet were in a bromance starting in the 1990s. George was his rabbi and took care of him like I had never
seen
him.
He's the one who kind of promoted him and took him under his wing after
literally
he was already not doing well.
The way.
Right.
That's
right.
There you go, folks. Unbelievable. Let's go to Tim in New Mexico. Tim in New Mexico, what's on your mind this evening? Thank you for waiting on hold so long.
You there? Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah. Long time listener, first time caller.
Thank you for calling.
You're welcome. I've been listening for over 30 years when it was prison planet.
No, I gotta say, Tim, I don't mean to cut you off, but I'm having a real hard time hearing you. I think that your signal might be out. Why don't you try hanging up and calling again? In the meantime, let's go to Jay in Wisconsin. Jay, what's on your mind, sir?
Can you hear me, sir?
Yes.
Perfect. I've just started listening to InfoWars, and it's been maybe about a month or so, and I want to say how much I respect you and Owen for the truth that you guys bring and that you don't sugarcoat anything.
Well, I appreciate that. How did you hear about us?
I think I've heard about you over time. I think I've known about you guys for a while, but
sure.
I don't know if I heard from you from a specific place or not. I think maybe on Fox, maybe on Tucker Carlson. I think I've heard about you a little bit because I'm a huge fan of Tucker Carlson. I love
sure, me too.
Him all.
And he's a hell of a guy, too, I can tell you that.
If I ever get a chance to meet you guys, it would be incredible. But I was also going to
put a positive thing today. I was wondering if you and Owen are in a competition for best head of hair because you guys have an amazing head of hair. So just wanted to say, no sarcasm by any stretch of the imagination. You both have an amazing head of hair, but I think you could grow on the beard a little bit.
Yeah, I'm a little weak on the beard. In fact, I need to shave it. I look a little bit like a terrorist when I let it go.
That's funny. But what I was going to also say is I joined as a VIP as of Friday, and I'm very thankful. I can't wait. I ordered the methylene
blue. Well, thanks. What'd you order first?
I ordered the methylene blue. Actually, I ordered three things at the same time. Methylene blue, the ultimate burn, and then the methyl drive.
Hell yeah. That's awesome. You're going to love that. The ultimate burn really works. I lost like 30 pounds taking that stuff this year. I've gained 10 of it back, though, since I stopped taking it. I need to get back on it.
I just want to say it's such a privilege to talk to you guys. And if you don't mind me sharing, I wanted to share something because I wasn't going to say this, but you mentioned, you know, us needing to repent. And 2 Chronicles 7:14 out of the King James says, "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land." This land was dedicated by George Washington back in 1700s. I don't remember exactly what year. And he prayed Solomon's Prayer. And that Solomon's Prayer, I won't go into it, it starts in the previous chapter, in chapter 6. And for us, this country isn't going to be fixed by Trump, and he's done good things, he's done bad things, and I mean, I won't get into all of that, but it's going to be fixed with us. I think there's a, not to sound crass in any way, shape, or form, but there was a saying, what happens in the bedroom stays in the bedroom, that kind of thing. And
yeah.
I say that to say, well, what has happened in the bedroom took place and is now being propagated outwards, whether it was good or bad or different.
I'm hopeful that we the people can rectify the situation, but we've got a lot of odds, a lot of things coming against us. I mean, our birth rate is like 1.6 per one woman. It needs to be 2.1 or 2.3 in order to be even self-sustaining. We're not having any children. Inflation is rampant. There's no evidence to suggest that spending is going to go down whatsoever, which is the cause of inflation, which means that we can't buy homes, which means that We have to rely on millions of migrants to come in to replace the population just so that the political class can have a subject base of fiefs to pay taxes up to the political class, which then spends all the money that it prints among members of the political industrial complex, including the military industrial complex, so they can skim off the top. I mean, we're rapidly arriving at a place where we have this end of times Rome level economy where everybody's just kind of broke, except for the political elite who celebrate and live some decadent hedonistic lifestyle while we get invaded by savages on all of our borders. It's starting to happen right now. Jay, are you seeing some similarities between the fall of Rome and what's happening in the United States, or is it just me?
100%. 100%. Babylon, Rome.
Yeah.
You take a look at any of those things, and that's where, you know, that's why I brought up that scriptures. We need to repent as a home. It starts in the home. It starts in the bedroom, not meaning in a crass way, but our repentance at home, and it starts with us cleaning ourselves out and making the change. I mean, if we can make and leave our world a little bit better, and we all take part in that, I think that's going to be huge. And if you don't mind, there's one last thing that I wanted to share, and then I'm done. And I just got to pull it up here. 1 second. It is Acts chapter 2, verse 38, and Acts chapter 2, verse 38, the preface of that, Peter is responding to the people when they ask a very, very simple question. They were pricked in their hearts when they realized that they crucified Jesus, their creator. And they asked the disciples, "What, men and brethren, what shall we do?" Peter answers it very simple and says, We need to repent. We need to be baptized in the name of Jesus for the remission of our sins, and we will receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And the reason I bring that up, too, is, again, it falls in line with that repentance, and it falls in line with if we can get God back into our lives through that process and we live a holy life unto him.
Yeah. I've repented and I've been baptized. And in certain moments of my life or certain times of my life, I feel closer to God than others. But I feel like our civilization, our society is incredibly far from God. Jay, thank you so much for your call. I appreciate it and your support. The only war worth funding is the info war. So I appreciate you funding the info war at thealexjonesstore.com. And I hope that you'll call again and come visit us in Austin sometime. I just want to hit some of these headlines before we wrap up the show. There's 13 minutes left and there's a clip that I want to show you of Eric Weinstein talking about Epstein and how he was an intelligence asset. But look, new Biden lawyers up after longtime personal attorney Bob Bauer quits amid Otto Penn scandal. It does look like things are heating up with this Otto Penn scandal, but we'll see if anything happens. Elon Musk calls for Trump to just release the Epstein files as promised. Obviously, there are reasons that's not happening, yet to be determined for sure. Steve Bannon's interview, which has been unpublished or was never published, is expected to come out next year. We'll see if that actually happens. Cuomo shakes up New York City mayoral race, announces run as independent after he lost the primary to communist Muslim Zohran Mamdani. And the new Zohran Mamdani, meet the Somali Muslim running for mayor of Minneapolis and listen to his loony ideas for the city. I mean, this guy looks exactly like the guy from, what was that movie with Tom Hanks where the ship got attacked by pirates? And the guy goes, I am the captain now. Project Veritas text messages show Secret Service agent disclosing operational details to a stranger, disparaging the president. This all comes a year after the assassination attempt on President Trump. In Butler, Pennsylvania, DOJ ethics official releases statement after being fired by AG Pam Bondi. Who cares? More Otto Penn stuff. Trump's trying to make it all about the Otto Penn. It's just not going to work. I think everybody's more interested in the massive pedophile ring on behalf of our so-called greatest ally than they are on behalf of the Otto Penn. But let's run clip 35 here and unpack it on either side.
Jeffrey Epstein conducted a conference called Confronting Gravity. I don't know who Jeffrey Epstein was, but I would certainly bet money that he was the product of at least one or more elements of the intelligence community.
The CIA, the FBI?
Those are ours, right? Department of Homeland Security has some of the stuff. Geospatial intelligence has some of this. You know, it's a large network. I'm talking about people like David Grush. I'm talking about people potentially like David Fravor. I'm talking about people like Jake Barber. I'm talking about scientists like Leo Szilard. Imagine if Leo Szilard didn't know that the Manhattan Project was going on, or Jack Raper, a journalist who broke a story. These people all think that they're doing their jobs. I desperately want to know why Jeffrey Epstein knew so much about my work. And I want to know why he was connected to my graduate program. I was in the Harvard Mathematics Department. Jeffrey Epstein was absolutely connected to the Harvard Math Department. I want to know why.
How was he connected to that department?
You're pushing me to say things I'm not going to say. But well,
I'm curious. I'm not trying to push you
out. I understand, but I'm just not going to do it. I'm saying that anybody who wants to...
You say he's connected to the math department.
To the Harvard Mathematics Department.
How did you know he was connected?
You can Google it. You could Google it right now. This is not... I can point at all sorts of stuff that's hidden in plain sight.
So I'll take your word for it. And the assertion that I'm picking up on is that Jeffrey Epstein was planted in your world to...
I'm not saying he's planted. I don't know who he was. I don't know who ran him. He certainly was not a financier in any standard sense.
Really?
That was a cover story, yes.
The way that we know Jeffrey Epstein in the UK especially is just this guy who was this rich guy who had this island, who brought people there and then did these despicable things.
Disgraced financier Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah, that's the story.
Disgraced financier Jeffrey Epstein. It's called perseveration. He was a disgraced financier. What kind of a financier? A disgraced one. What was his name? Oh, he was disgraced financier Jeffrey Epstein. They perseverate that into your mind so that you auto-complete that in your LLM life. Do you believe that that's what Jeffrey Epstein was?
You met him.
Was he a financier? He wasn't a financier the day I met him.
What was he?
He was a weird guy who didn't seem to know a lot about currency trading. claiming to run a multi-billion dollar FX hedge fund.
When you say a weird guy, what made him weird?
Same stuff I've said on Chris Williams. I'm not going to go back through that. Just my point is you're getting a different interview, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm trying to get at is Jeffrey Epstein knew a tremendous amount about my work when nobody knew anything about my work. And he had a pipeline into me that I didn't understand, which is that he was connected to my graduate program. And you can check out the conference called Exploring Gravity.
And hosted a physical workshop called Confronting Gravity.
Confronting Gravity, that's right.
In March 2006.
Yeah, what is Jeffrey Epstein? Jeffrey Epstein is very focused on gravity.
Was it a gravity conference?
Yeah.
It was about gravity.
Yeah.
What the fuck was he doing talking about bloody gravity if he's a financier?
Well, it was very important to get Nobel laureates and some of the smartest people on Earth to come to the Virgin Islands and talk about gravity. Stephen Hawking was there. David Gross was there. Lawrence Krauss was there. Lisa Randall was there right before his conviction.
But there's no list.
And I'm telling you, he was very focused on the Harvard Math Department. And he knew all about me in ways that he wasn't supposed to.
I have to be clear on my understanding of what you're saying. From what I understood, and you can say, Steve, I'm not going to answer that, whatever, but I just have to, because you've opened up a curiosity hole in my mind,
sure.
So let me try and fill it, even if it's the conversation I had with Chris.
I'll just evade you.
Fine. You're within the right to evade me, and I hold the right to ask, which is, what I'm hearing is you believe, and I'm just going to say it how I think it, is what I'm hearing is you believe that Jeffrey Epstein was not a financier. He was planted in some way to interfere.
He was a construct, is what I said.
He was a construct in some way to mess with the progression of physics.
Jeffrey Epstein, apparently, I think some, I'll tell you what I said. When I met him, when the meeting was over, I immediately called my wife. And I said, I have just met a construct. She said, what do you mean? I said, this person is not who they claim to be. Somebody has constructed this human being to be something that they are not, which is a hedge fund genius. Somebody who could understand the euro and the yen like nobody else. Bullshit. Not true. I believe that whoever constructed Jeffrey Epstein was running multiple different programs through the same thing, having put in a large initial investment. It wasn't about one thing. If you build a mall, you don't just have clothing stores in the mall. You have a food court in the mall, right? You have jewelry in the mall. You have all sorts of different things in the mall. Jeffrey Epstein was a construct of something that was running multiple things. One of those things was science. And I don't think that the science and the pedophilia were necessarily in the same bucket. He was funding all sorts of people. I don't think everybody at that, you know, part of the problem with calling his plane the Lolita Express and calling his island Pedophile Island is that you just can't see all the different things that were going through this guy. I don't think almost any of those scientists are exposed, you know, maybe a few of them, but very few of them, to anything really horrible. I think he was trying to keep a periscope on everything that was interesting. And I think that his girlfriend's father, Robert Maxwell, was all through scientific publishing. And I think Pergamon Press was in part a control mechanism for making sure that revolutionary discoveries were taking place within a framework. Anybody can, look, you can write a Substack article and you can hit post and suddenly the world has access to your Substack article. That is a nightmare. What if somebody posts, you know, weaponized anthrax? What if they do the equivalent of saying, what if there's a neutral proton?
So you think he was controlling science?
I think that Robert Maxwell was in part trying to control science.
Wow.
I think Jeffrey Epstein was in part trying to
fund science.
All
right, we have time for one, maybe two more callers, but definitely one. Patty in Ohio. Patty, what do you think about all that?
That is really interesting that that just came on because it corresponds to James Patterson and he collaborated with John Conley and Tim Melley, a book they wrote called Filthy Rich, The Billionaire's Sex Scandal back in 2016.
Yeah.
And less listening to that man, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is like what's in the book. And Friday, Owen, he said a lot of stuff too. I don't even know if Owen read this book, but it's like, wow, man, this is like right on. But this particular girl who was used by Maxwell, and she had a big part in this. I think she was worse than the pimp. Pimp of Palm Beach, Virginia Roberts. But I don't know if she's the one who committed suicide or not. I don't know. But she did say that Epstein and Maxwell told her when she was having sex to get pay attention to details about what men wanted. She said that she was witness to a lot of illegal and bad behavior by Epstein and his friends. And Epstein did have some sort of book or something on this because he said, quote, they would owe him, and quote, be in his pocket, and quote, he would have something on them. So Epstein, he really was into a lot of different people. I mean, we're talking ex-presidents, presidents, Nobel Prize winners, billionaires. Prince Andrew was basically Maxwell's little friend. He was really involved with a lot of...
but there's no list, Patty.
University presidents, Harvard, MIT.
Yep.
He really got around. I mean, what a pervert. And he really was the pimp of Palm Beach. He really was.
The pimp of the whole entire political class, including the military-industrial complex. We have to get to the bottom of this. I mean, this just gets creepier and creepier and weirder the more you look into it. And the less they give us answers, of course, the more questions that we have. And they come out with these claims like there's no list and he killed himself. I think he's in witness protection. I don't even think that he's dead. It's just unbelievable to me. Folks, we're coming up on the end of this transmission. Rick, I'm sorry I wasn't able to get to you. You were next in line, but we've only got about a minute and a half left. Next time you call, though, I'll certainly remember to go to you first. In the meantime, please go to the alexjonesstore.com. Check out Power Drive, this incredible bundle. I mean, it's like Turbo Force on steroids. I took the Power Plant from Rex and the Methyl Drive from Rex, both formulated by Rex Jones, Alex's son. Developed by Bigley, sold exclusively to the InfoWars audience through the alexjonesstore.com. And if you take these two in conjunction with one another, you will experience a power unlike any power that you've ever experienced before. I have been very tired the last couple of weeks. Last week was like hell week for me. I was on air 5 hours a day, 25 hours total. And I was driving home and I had taken both the Power Plant and the Methyl Drive because I try all the products when they come in. And I could not believe how good I felt. And I immediately called the Bigley guys and I said, hey, we have to bundle these products. We have to call it Power Drive. It's Power Plant and Methyl Drive. You get up to 50% off, even more, if you subscribe. You ensure that you always get yours, even when these bottles are sold out. And by the way, they're flying off the shelf. So please go to the alexjonesstore.com right now, not just because you'll experience unprecedented power and energy, the likes of which Turbo Force couldn't even hold a candle to, but because by going to the alexjonesstore.com and supporting us, you're keeping InfoWars on the air, Alex Jones on the air, this crew operational, and these hosts broadcasting the truth worldwide. Stay with us for more on the other side.
So we had Stuart Rhodes, the founder of Oath Keepers, former K-6 political prisoner, constitutional lawyer, so much more on Paratrooper. And he wanted to try Methylene Blue like so many other guests have done live on air. I got so busy with all the Iran war stuff and the commies rioting. So you ever get him to take it on air? All the guests, dozens of them, have taken it within 45 minutes to an hour, have varying degrees from extreme energy and feeling really great, to fog lifting, to just over the top crying and feel so good. Especially the first time you take it. Electrochemical at the mitochondria, cleans out the cells, just does incredible things. RFK Jr. loves it. We've got the strongest old Methylene Blue. But he's going on Owen in about 30 minutes. My show just ended and I forgot to do this. He's like, hey, are we doing Methylene Blue? So he's going to take it now, but guys, don't forget when he's on Owen. So maybe he forgets before he's going to go off to tell us what he felt. And if he doesn't feel it, we'll put that out. I've had like out of 300 plus people we've given it to, two people did not feel it. That means your mitochondria is in perfect shape. So Stuart, go ahead and take a half dropper or so. That's about a half dose. And then go ahead and shut that down. And then we're going to find out what happens to you. We'll see. Most people, it hits within about 30 minutes, starts peaking after a couple hours. But you're going to be on Owen, so please, before you go, just tell people what you think. And if you don't feel it, we're going to tell everybody.
20 minutes later.
I can feel a definite, like, an energy spike. Yeah, it feels pretty good.
What are you going to do now? Now that you have your energy spike?
I'm going to see if it has a crash.
I've never heard of a crash.
Yeah, apparently it doesn't. But yeah, it feels pretty good. Yeah, definitely, I feel sharper.
Okay.
Yeah, I was pretty tired coming in here.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was.
Well, you're running around Texas right now. You're dealing with some other issues here.
I was driving all over Texas giving speeches for True Texas Project, and I was pretty efficient in sleep. Yeah, I feel pretty good.
So did he give you the drink or the capsules?
I took the drink, but I got a bottle of each, and I'm going to go and do a longer-term test. We'll see how it goes.
Okay.
Yeah, I do feel kind of amped right now. Yeah.
That's good. Well, that's probably, I don't know, that might be because you're hanging out with me. So we gotta maybe try to go.
I think it's the methylene blue.